Hello, I'm Alex DeBoer. This is your Vancouver COVID-19 update. Today is Thursday, April 9th. And today, we're birding. Hello.
Hello?
Hello, sorry. Hi, this is Alex DeBoer from CITR. Is this Dr. Reimer?
Yes, hi.
Hi. How are you today?
Not too bad, just on my solo self-isolating walk up here on Birdie Mountain.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So.
Cool, yeah, it's a beautiful day for a walk.
Indeed. So, yeah, happy to help out.
Announce the next step in the Park Board's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. We're announcing today that effective tomorrow, Stanley Park will be made car-free. I'd like to discuss why we're doing that. Social and physical distancing is working. If you look at the data, the press conferences from our health officials, they're showing us that we're making a difference. But we can't let up. And at the park board, we won't
Tuesday,
let up.
Tuesday.
We continue to look for opportunities.
April 7th? Yeah, it's Tuesday, April 7th. I'm in my apartment. It's 11:46. The park board made an announcement, did a press conference at 10 a.m. So they announced they're closing down roads in Stanley Park. They're closed to vehicles, so people. Yesterday, the park board announced they are closing down roads in Stanley Park, and I just decided to bike down there and see the park and see the blue herons.
I'm at Stanley Park now. I just parked my bike.
And then I thought, oh, maybe I'll do a piece on the blue herons because that would be a nice change from just, like, political interviews that I usually do.
There's, like, a bunch of nests in these trees that kind of hang over the tennis courts. It's really beautiful.
And then I started looking into the history of this blue heron colony and realized, according to the city, you know, they only have records back to 1921.
There's a sign that says, Stanley Park is home to a resident great blue heron colony that occupies the nests above. In March, that's when they arrive. April is courtship, so we're in the courtship phase.
They have been in Stanley Park, like they've moved from different locations. They were at Brockton Point, and then they were by the Stanley Park Zoo, and now they're by the tennis courts.
And they court one another with bill duels, and then bill clinching.
And there wasn't really any indigenous history that I found, so I thought I'd reach out to actually learn that. So I found your name, and you sound like someone who is very qualified to talk about this.
Well, the best I can.
Yeah, I don't know if you're a heron expert specifically, but
I do wildlife photography for one of the classes I teach up here at SFU. It's called, Jungs, Queens, Knott, Spoltfish, Ulf, Snachem, Rudy Reimer, Holaten, Snachem, Jungs, Snock, Ochlemail, Chiachnish, Ochlemail. I just wanted to introduce myself as best I can in the language of the Squamish Nation. This is the way we introduce ourselves. My English name is Rudy Reimer. My Squamish Nation ancestral name is Yump, and we carry these names with pride, and it's just to acknowledge our protocol and relationships that we have as Indigenous people and non-Indigenous people, and just upholding that as part of our cultural teachings. I was actually born out east in Kitchener, Ontario, but by the time I was around 10 years old, my family moved back to Squamish, and I mostly grew up on one of the reserves there called Stottnis. And I later moved to Vancouver to pursue post-secondary education, and currently I'm a faculty member in two departments at Simon Fraser University, Indigenous Studies and in Archaeology. So I teach a wide range of classes, and bring an Indigenous perspective to various topics. I didn't visit the colony at Stanley Park of the Herons until probably about 3 years ago. And I was not aware of them prior to that. But growing up in and around Squamish, near the waterfront and different parts of that area, I did see them. So I knew what they looked like. And it was actually from my grandpa, Joseph Moody, who taught me the Squamish name for a blue heron, and that's Ech. And Ech is a bird that we know culturally, it's always cleaning itself. And so that term Ech means kind of relates to being dirty. And so that's why the birds are always cleaning and preening their feathers. The original heron is actually a transformed person. And back in our history, when the world was unstable, our creator sent these powerful beings that we call transformers. And in our language, it's Hahais. And that their journey through our territory, they came across a man who was fishing quite strangely with his spear. And the long and short of it, they took his spear, they broke off the stone point, they stuck that on his nose, they broke the spear shaft in two, and stuck those on his legs. And that's how heron came to be. And they are respected today, and they are a symbol of how we as people should properly treat others, but also how to treat fish while we're fishing for salmon or other species, that if we don't do things in a certain way, there's consequences.
Specifically, I was thinking of the village of Waiwai, which I may be pronouncing incorrectly. Yeah, because it was right there in Stanley Park, like what we now call Stanley Park. And I thought that probably people who were living there would have seen these herons over, you know, as long as they had been coming, because people had lived there for thousands of years. Do you know much about that?
Of course. Hoihoi was one of our ancestral villages. There were settlements all over around the shorelines of what we call Stanley Park now. And yeah, it's many of the sites in Burrard Inlet, English Bay, are at least 3,000 years old. Mm-hmm. Some are could be much older. So yeah, the there would have been, you know, daily activities where people, Coast Salish people, saw these birds and other animals. But with the establishment of the city of Vancouver and industry and the impact to resources, that's probably one of the main factors that we see a number of animal species going into decline. And so I think now in the last few decades, with these colonies, their population is growing. So that's a good thing to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe it's leveled out a bit in the last like 20, 30 years. But it is still a species that's considered, I'm trying to find the status in my notes here. It's like critical, or it's not quite endangered, but it's like the level before that. I'll look for it in my notes. But yeah. Those are most of my questions. I guess I would just leave things kind of back to our current reality, which is that we're in the middle of this public health crisis, and, you know, people have been asked not to gather in groups and social distance and stuff. And yesterday, the Vancouver Park Board announced that, you know, the road around Stanley Park is closed to encourage people to stay home. And yeah, I don't know, like thinking about the blue herons that kind of came and started nesting right when this pandemic broke out. Like, do you see them as any kind of like sign of hope, or are you glad less people will be hanging out there, and maybe they'll have more of a reprieve from tourists or...
Yeah, no, I hope people stay home, stay safe, do the social distancing if you are out and about. And just to go back to the story on how Heron was created, the individual who is behaving in strange ways, not adapting to cultural norms, was the one that got changed. And so, you know, these are lessons. Our history are, you know, some people call them stories or legends. They are teachings. And so those teachings can change meaning over time. And so when we look at what happened to that individual that got changed into Heron, you know, their life was changed, just as our life is changing now. And that occurred because that individual was not doing things properly. And so when you don't do things in the right way, there are consequences. And so we can see maybe the herons as a representation of learning that if we're all to get through this together in a good way, that we all have to think, be of good mind, be of good heart, to think of others. And so, we could see those birds as a symbol of that.
Thank you so much for your time, Rudy. I really appreciate it.
Hey, glad to help out, and let me know when this comes on air.
Absolutely. Yeah, I definitely will. I'll send it to you.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and have a good day.
And then, okay, continuing on the Great Blue Heron calendar, in May, there's the egg laying and incubation period, where the adult male herons share the duties of parenthood. They select the nest site, gather most of the nest material.
The Pacific Great Blue Heron is currently listed as a species of special concern by the Committee on the Status of Endangered Wildlife in Canada. At this time, the population is fairly static, but has declined overall in the last 3 decades. And this is mostly due to habitat loss and human disturbance. The colony in Stanley Park is one of the largest urban Pacific Great Blue Heron colonies in North America. Thank you for listening. This piece was produced by me, Alex DeBoer. The story of Heron's creation was told by Dr. Rudy Reimer. Special thanks to him for his time and knowledge. All the music you heard is by Jasper Sloan Yip. Take care.